So these are the base skills. By the way, what we're doing is we're building base skill upon base skill upon base skill, building block upon building block upon building block. By the end of this audio series, providing you follow through on the exercises, you do the things I ask you to do, you'll find your communication skills have just gone through the roof. You'll become a master communicator. But you need to get each base skill to stack on the next. Now, by the way, some of you question, well, why do you have trainings, live trainings? You know, if we can learn this stuff through an audio series, why would you possibly offer live trainings? Well, the fact is you can learn these technologies through the audio series. But when you come to the live training, we actually give you coaching and we have accountability and we have follow-up so that you can really master the skills. You're going to learn the skills without a doubt in this tape series. But this is only about a third of what we actually cover in our live creation technology certification course. And you get the coaching and the accountability and the follow-up in that course. So here's your exercise. Here's your task, should you choose to accept it. What I want you to do today is simply to go out and begin to notice the things that you haven't noticed in people before. You can begin to notice the skin color. As you're communicating with them, is their skin color shifting? Is it lighter or darker? Their skin tonus, is it shiny or not so shiny? Notice their breathing. Is it fast or slow? That's the rate. And is it high or low? That's the location. Is it high in the chest or low in the stomach? Notice their lower lip size. Are there lines or no lines? Notice their eyes. Are they focused or defocused? Are they dilated or undilated? So those are the things that I'm going to ask you to notice and begin to pay attention to in other people. One of the easiest ways to do this is to notice one thing at a time as you're communicating with people. So for example, just take one day, take today, and just look for skin color. Look whether their skin color is lighter or darker. Just pay attention to that. Then tomorrow, you could focus only on skin tonus. Is it shiny or not so shiny as you communicate with people? Then the next day, you could watch their breathing, their rate and location of their breathing. That's the best way to get really good at this, is to practice one piece of it each day. So that's your task, that's your challenge as you go out there and you perfect your sensory acuity, is to pay attention to one thing at a time. That's an easier way to go about it. You could go the full gamut. You could attempt to pay attention to all of these things at once. But if you find that you have a challenge with it, then just break it down and pay attention to one thing each day. Notice one thing and allow that to stack on the next day. So the first day you notice just the skin color. Then maybe the second day you look just for skin tonus, but notice the skin color as well, and so on and so forth. So have fun with this. Go out there and have fun. As you're communicating with people, just begin to pay attention to these things today. And remember, if a thing is humanly possible, consider it to be within your reach.